Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, AIM, or the Agricultural Immersion and Mentorship Program, is something that's been started pretty new. Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk caught up with Kelly Payne to hear an update on how the program went this summer and where they're going to be accepting new students and more applications.
We founded AIM, Agricultural Immersion and Mentorship, as a way to kind of stand in the gap. In the last few years of meeting with employers and in talking with college students, you kind of hear the same thing over and over again. The students say, gosh, I applied for this internship or this job and I don't have enough experience. And then you have employers saying, gosh, I can't find students with experience. So it just kind of transitioned into a program where how do we get allow these students to have an opportunity to gain more experience, especially in the agricultural sector.
The students in the AIM program had the chance to travel the state and meet with individuals working in the ag sector, either at their homes or places of work, and hear all their stories.
But the first week and a half to 2 weeks, they actually lived at our farm in Mustang and worked on the agritourism venture Growing Pains. And then after that, we really kicked it into high gear. We had great support from a number of folks in the ag industry and from all facets. A lot of the folks, we would go to their employment or even at their home, and they would spend about 2 hours on average with these students telling their story. A lot of these students that I've met in the past, they want to know that they're scared about what the future holds. They want to make sure they're making the right decision. They don't know what they don't know.
You can check out AIM's Facebook page to stay up to date on all the AIM program events, and you can also see the next opportunity to apply. To hear the complete conversation with Reagan Kalk and Kelly Payne, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Oklahoma State University is going to be hosting the 2023 Native Pecan Field Day. It's coming up October the 12th in Okfuskee County. The event is free and welcomes commercial pecan growers, landowners with pecans, or pecan hobbyists. Oklahoma is one of the top native pecan producers in the nation, and around 75% of Oklahoma's total pecan production is native pecans. Leon Bailey Family, OSU Pecan Management, Okfuskee County Extension, and the Oklahoma Pecan Growers Association will be hosting the field day to share their knowledge of pecan management. Featured topics will include establishing a native grow, equipment that you're needed for tree cleanup, native pecan inputs, grazing and forage, wildlife depredation, thinning out remaining pecans, insect disease management, and more. Once again, it's Thursday, October the 12th. Registration begins at 2:30, and the field day program is going to be from 3 to 6 p.m. Anyone is welcome to attend, but registration is required by October the 10th. You can bring a lawn chair and plan to stay for dinner in the Pecan Grove. To get registered or find out more information, you can read the whole story by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you, no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.